A very good morning.
大家早上好。
As I begin, I'd like to share with you a selection of photographs which I found from the internet.
那我开始之前呢，要先和大家分享一系列在互联网上找到的照片。
You see three women dancing in the hallway of a hospital.
有三位女士在医院的这个走廊上跳舞。
The two wearing black are midwives.
那穿着黑色衣服的这两位女士呢，就是接生婆。
They are tending to the woman in light blue.
那她们两位就是照顾这个穿浅蓝色衣服的这位女士。
The woman in light blue is about to give birth to her child.
因为穿浅蓝色衣服的女士就将要生产。
And she stunned the two midwives by suggesting to have a dance together in order to overcome labor pain.
这位生产的女士就向她的两位接生婆去建议，我们一起来跳舞吧，就可以克服生产的痛楚。
So they dance and they dance.
所以她们就一直跳。
But as the contractions progresses, she has to stop and get ready for labor.
但是当这个收缩阵痛越来越剧烈的时候，她就必须停下来去预备好去生产。
I can't find any photograph of this woman in labor, so I find another one of a white woman.
那我就没有找到关于这位女士生产的图画，而是找到另外一个女士。
In this photograph, you see a husband supporting his wife.
这张图片里面，这位男士支持着他的妻子。
With three guitars on the wall, so he must be a musician, a guitarist.
的背景有三把的吉他呢，这位男士肯定是一个音乐家了。
But notice the tummy of the woman, the head of the baby is facing downwards, about to come out.
那大家留意这张照片里面，妇人她的肚子，婴孩的头其实是朝下的，就快要出来了。
So the previous photos represent the time of contractions.
之前的照片就描述子宫收缩的这个过程。
And this one refers to the beginning of labor.
这张照片呢，就是分娩的开始。
After some hours of labor comes the time of birth.
那经过几个小时的分娩之后呢，就会把孩子生出来了。
Please note the facial expression of the woman.There is a trace of pain, but the joy on her face overrides anything else.
大家留意到这位女士脸上有残留一点这个痛的这种的表情，但是喜乐就盖过这些痛的表情了。
The Bible, which is the revelation of God to man, tells you something surprising about labor and birth.
那圣经是神向人的启示。就告诉我们一些关于阵痛还有分娩一些令人惊奇的事情。
In the Bible, labor and birth is a symbol of resurrection.
那在圣经里面，女人分娩是复活的象征。
Why is it labor and birth is a symbol of the resurrection?
为什么阵痛跟分娩是复活的象征呢？
What does pregnancy mean symbolically in the Bible?
那怀孕在圣经里面是象征着什么呢？
Pregnancy means that God has planned to bring about a new mankind.
象征的是神的计划是要造一个新的人类。
This new mankind, God will provide with immortality to make them fit for God's kingdom.
那这群的新人类，那神要赐给他们不死的恩赐。预备好是何时进入神的国。
What God has planned, he will certainly complete. At the expected date, the new man will be born. That day, that birthday will surely come.
神所计划的他一定会成就。在计划好的日期呢，新人类就会出生了，是肯定会来到的。
So this is what we can learn from pregnancy.
那这就是我们可以从怀孕这件事所学到的。
What about the expected date of birth?What can we learn from the Bible about the expected date of birth?
那么预产的日子又怎么去明白呢？我们可以学到什么呢？
Well, from the time a woman gets pregnant, it takes her 40 weeks to give birth. Roughly 40 weeks, plus or minus.
从一个女人怀孕开始计算呢，40周就会生产。这个是一个大约的计算，有可能多过40周，有可能少过。
Of the 40 weeks, Week 37 to week 40 are the last 4 weeks.
这个四十周这个过程呢，37到40周是最后的几个星期。
But although she can tell you the rough expected date of birth, she can't tell you the exact day or hour.
纵然可以告诉你这个预产期是几号，但是她却不能够准确的告诉你是哪一天是什么时刻。
In the same way, you can know the expected date of the resurrection if you know God's plan has reached full term, that is 40 weeks.
同样的，我们可以知道复活的日子大约是什么时候，前提就是你知道神的计划已经满足了。
I repeat, if you know God's plan of the resurrection has reached full term, roughly 40 weeks, then you know when the resurrection will take place also.
若是你知道神使人复活的计划已经这个日期已经满了，那你就可以大约知道会在什么时候发生。
But how do you know?
但是你怎么知道呢？
Not too difficult.
那不是太难的。
First, by sight.
那首先我们要去用眼睛去看。
If you see the tummy of the woman gets bigger and bigger by the week, a tummy can only get that big and not much bigger, you know. So if your tummy getting really big, the time is very near.
那如果你见到一个妇女，她的肚子是越来越大了，肚子已经非常大了，那你会知道这生产的日子就快到了。
Although my man, I'm doing not too badly, right?
虽然我是一个男士，我应该没有解释的太糟糕。
So if you look at the world, look at mankind, you will know roughly when the resurrection will take place.
同样的道理，我们观察世界，观察世人。你大概会知道复活的日子是什么时候。
Besides looking, you can also depend on feeling contractions.
除了用眼睛去观察之外呢，还可以靠感觉阵痛。
If the pregnant woman feels the first contraction, she also knows it will come in a few hours' time.
这个孕妇她感受到第一次的阵痛之后呢，那她就大略的明白快要到生产的时候了。
So how would you know the date of resurrection has reached full term?
那么你如何知道这个复活的日子已经期满了呢？
By sight, look at society, look at the world, and you will know. And by feeling the first contraction in the world.
看这个社会，看这个世界，你就会知道，也去感受这个第一次的阵痛。
What do contractions and labor mean in the Bible?
阵痛跟分娩在圣经里面代表什么呢？
Well, the first contraction is a sign that labor will start very soon, in a matter of hours. Not a few hours, but quite a number of hours later.
那第一次的阵痛就意味着分娩就快开始了，就在几个小时之后。不只是几个小时，但是一段更长的小时之后。
Well, with the start of labor, it means the baby is just about 8 hours away.Roughly 8, it could be more, it could be a bit less.
当分娩开始之后呢，意味着婴孩出生只是大约8个小时以后，只有可能是更久或者是更短。
And the last 1 or 2 hours of labor is the final push.
那最后的一两个小时就是最后的冲刺，最后的用力。
The baby is coming and you see him or her in just a matter of 1 or at most 2 hours.
大约一两个小时之后，这个孩子就会出生了。
Last year, Albert and Grace taught us a series on the last days. We study the many signs that are prior to the coming of Jesus Christ our Lord to earth.
去年 Albert 跟 Grace 和大家分享这个关于末后的日子，耶稣再来之前要看到不同的预兆。
There are 2 types of signs: general signs and specific ones.
有两类的预兆，有普遍的预兆，还有特别的预兆。
General signs are contractions, and these will become stronger and more frequent.
那普遍性的预兆就好像阵痛这样，那这些的预兆会来得越来越频繁，越来越激烈。
But the 1 or 2 specific signs mean the start of labor.
但是这一两个特别的预兆就标记分娩的开始。
We have learned that wars, increase of lawlessness, apostasy within religions, apostasy within the Christian church, and the teachings of many false prophets, all these phenomena are contractions.
战争，不法的事情会增多，被盗的事情。 基督教会里面也有离经背道的事情，假先知也出来教导人，这些都是阵痛。
But the rise of the Antichrist means the start of labor.
但是敌基督这个不法之人他将要兴起，就是标记这个分娩的开始。
Now we have learned something about contractions and labor. Let's learn something about birth. Birth is a symbol of the resurrection of a new mankind from the dead.
看过了阵痛还有分娩，那我们继续来看出生这件事情。出生是象征着新人类从死里复活这件事。
A newborn baby starts a new life. Resurrection is a kind of new life, although even better than a baby.
一个新生儿会开始一个新生命，复活也是开始一个新生命，这样甚至比新生儿的开始生命更加好。
The kind of new life a baby can get is good, but that life is mortal. A baby will die one day. But the kind of life that the new mankind will receive via resurrection is immortal.
一个新生儿的生命是美好的，但是他也会过去，总有一天要死亡。但是一群新人类将领受的复活呢，是不死的恩赐。
So the resurrection from the dead is a much more powerful birth than baby birth.
所以从死里复活这样的新生命呢，就比新生儿的生命来得更加美好。
The resurrection is what will happen when Jesus returns to earth from heaven, and he will come in the gloryand authority and the power of Yahweh, our God.
复活将会在耶稣再次来到地上的时候发生。那时候耶稣基督他要带着从神来的荣耀能力还有权柄来到。
So that the day when Jesus returns to earth is all important.
这也是为什么耶稣再次回到世上这个日子是非常的重要。
This is the focal point of all plans that God has set.The climax of God's will.
耶稣再次来到地上这件事情呢，是在神的计划里面的高潮焦点。
On that day when you see Jesus comes again to earth, the Lord's Prayer will come true.
那天当你见到耶稣基督再次来到地上的时候呢，这个主祷文里面所说的就会应验了。
Your kingdom come, our heavenly Father. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
天父，愿你的国来到，你的旨意行在地上如同在天上。
But before that day comes, what we need is strength. So give us this day the bread we need.
但是在这个日子来到之前我们需要力量，所以请求你赐给我们今日的饮食。
So birth means the day of Jesus' coming. Because birth in the Bible means the day of resurrection, which only Jesus can bring in the name of God.
所以出生这件事情呢，在圣经里面就是直到耶稣再来的那一天。原因就是在圣经里面复活的日子呢，只有在耶稣基督再来的那一天会来到。
Do you want to be a part of that day?
你想成为那个日子中的其中一员吗？
But before birth, first there will be contractions and intense but very short labor. This is what the Lord Jesus tells us in his teaching.
但是在出生之前呢，要经历阵痛，还有非常剧烈的，但是非常短暂的分娩。这就是耶稣基督在他的教导里面教导我们的。
I've just talked about birth. I'd like to spend just a few seconds on the problem of premature birth.
那我刚刚谈过出生，但是我想花点时间来分享关于早产这件事情。
Premature birth means a baby comes out before reaching full term.
早产意思就是在日期满之前这个孩子已经提早出生了。
It's not good.
是不好的。
It's not ideal.
不是一件理想的事情。
The baby may suffer all kinds of problems, even if he survives.
那这个早产儿可能会经历不同的病痛啊。
So what does premature birth mean for God's plan?
那么早产这件事情在神的计划里面又指什么呢？
It means the new mankind which God wants to train up is not ready.
意思就是说神想锻炼的这一群新人类他们还没有预备好。
And as long as the new mankind is not ready to receive resurrection, he can't instruct Jesus to come back.
所以 当这个新人类还没有预备好去领受复活这件事情的时候呢，天父就不会差耶稣基督来。
Because if he forces Jesus to come when the new mankind is not ready, you know, the new mankind is supposed to lead the world under Jesus' leadership. If the new mankind is not ready, how would the rest of the world respect or obey them?
如果他硬要耶稣来，但是其实这个新人类是还没有预备好的。那大家知道这个新人类在耶稣的带领下会带领整个世界，那所以如果这个新人类还没有预备好的时候呢，那其他世界的人他们怎么去尊重他们，去听从他们呢？
Now we have spent many minutes to learn from the symbol of labor and childbirth. Now it's time to turn to the Bible, the Word of God.
刚才我们从出生还有分娩这些事情去学圣经里面的象征，那接下来的时间让我们看主的话语。
I will show you a number of scripture verses to prove to you that labor and birth is an important symbol of the resurrection.
接下来我想跟大家分享不同的经文，去看到阵痛还有分娩在圣经里面是一个象征复活的一个记号。
The next two verses prove that labor and birth is a symbol of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那接下来两段经文呢，会证明阵痛还有分娩是耶稣复活的一个标记。
To save time, let me read to you in English, Gospel of John, chapter 16, starting from verse 16.
约翰福音16章16还有20节。
John 16, chapter 16 and 20. Jesus says to the disciples, After a little while, you no longer will see me.And once again, a little while, you will see me. Verse 20. Most assuredly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but then your sorrow will turn to joy. Because a few hours after he said these things, he was arrested, beaten up badly, and was killed on a cross on Friday.
原因就是在他说这句话之后不久的时间呢，他就被人抓起来鞭打，然后最后被杀害。
And after Jesus died, he was buried in a tomb, and then on the third day, after about 40 hours, God raised Jesus from the grave.
耶稣被杀害之后呢，他就被埋葬在一个坟墓里面，但是大约过了40小时，他就复活了。
The one or two days when he was buried in the grave, the disciples cannot see him.
耶稣在坟墓里的时候呢，他的门徒看不见他。
But then after one or two days, he appeared again, and the disciples did see him time and time again.
但是过了三天，他复活之后呢，他的门徒就见到他复活不止一次。
And Jesus said to them, When you see me risen from the dead, you'll be so happy.
所以耶稣说当你见到复活的我的时候呢，你就会充满喜乐。
Let me also read to you verses 21 to 22.
让我为大家也读第21到22节。
When a woman goes into labor, she has pain. But after a child is born, she no longer remembers her pain because of the joy that a human being was born into the world. Therefore, you also now have pain.But I will see you again. Your heart will rejoice, and no one will be able to take that joy from you. The Lord Jesus is describing the plan of God as a woman who is about to give birth, and he himself risen from the grave by the baby being born.
在这里，耶稣描述神的计划，如同一个将要临盆的一个女人，她自己从死里复活呢，就是这要出生的孩子。
So,Labor and birth is a symbol of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以分娩还有出生是耶稣复活的一个象征。
For this reason, in our second scripture of the Apostle Paul, we read something similar.
我们从保罗的书信也可以读到类似的说话。
In the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 18.
在哥罗西书一章十八节。
He, that is Jesus,is the head of the body, the church. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have preeminence.
哥罗西书一章十八节，他 就是指耶稣是身体的头，这身体就是教会，他是原始，是死人中首先复生的，好让他在凡事上居首位。
Notice the word from the dead. This is a way of saying resurrection from the dead.
大家留意到这里说从死里复生。
But now notice the word firstborn. Born, firstborn.
大家请留意这个生这个字，出生这个字。
In God's plan, Jesus our Lord is the first person to be raised from the dead. And now I'd like to prove to you from scripture, labor and birth is also a symbol of the resurrection of a new mankind.
那在神的计划里面，那耶稣就是这位首先从死里复活的那一位。接下来我想用经文让大家能够看清楚，分娩跟出生也是新人类复活的一个象征。
Before the resurrection of the new mankind can happen, there are signs which must take place first. These are called the general signs prior to Jesus' coming.
那在新人类能够复活、能够出生之前呢？其实有一些的预兆要首先发生。那这些就被称为是普遍的预兆，是耶稣再来会发生。
Wars or rumors of war.
会有征战或者是打仗的风声。
The increase of terrorism or any other kind of lawlessness.
那不法的事情，有这些恐袭也会继续越来越多。
Apostasy within religions.
宗教里面会有离经背道的事情。
False prophets.
那假先知。
All these things.
那这些会增加。
But then in our next scripture, Jesus says all these things are but the beginning of labor.
但是在这段经文里面，主耶稣说这些以上的事情都只是分娩之痛的开始。
We have studied this text as a church last year. I won't repeat today.
去年我们已经明白过这一段的经文，就不会详细去看。
But all these things are just contractions. They are at best the beginning of labor.
那这些事情都是分娩之前的这些的阵痛。
But now let me read to you one more specific sign, the rise of the Antichrist.
现在让我为大家读一个特定的一个预兆，就是敌基督的兴起。
In Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 33.
在马太福音的24章33节
，Jesus says.In the same way, when you see all these things happening, including the rise of the Antichrist, you will be able to recognize it is near. The baby is right at the doorstep.
耶稣在这里说，当你见到这一切的预兆，也包括敌基督的兴起，那你就会知道，我就站在门口了，就是这个婴孩将要出生了。
I think I'm presenting to you sufficient proof.That labor and birth is an important symbol of the Bible about the resurrection.
我相信我已经给大家足够的经文支持去看到分娩还有出生在圣经里面是复活的一个象征。
I'd like to share with you an important prophecy in the book of Daniel.
我想和大家分享在但以理书一个重要的预言。
Daniel chapter 7 verses 13 to 14.
但以理书七章十三到十四节。
Verse 13, with the clouds of heaven, a person like a son of man was coming, notice, on clouds of heaven. So you're looking at a heavenly scene.
这里说 我在夜间的异象中看见有一位像人子的驾着天云来到万古能在者那里。大家留意到这里说到人子是驾着天云，所以这是在谈到天上的景象。
The Ancient of Days,This is this expression of God. This son of man, this human being, came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before God.
那这个人子呢，就来到万古常在者那里。那万古常在者是圣经描述神的一个形容。
So we see this human being somehow receive permission to go to heaven to approach God before his throne.
一个人被允许能够去到天上，到神那边。
Let me read to you verse 14 now.
我为大家读十四节。
And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, of course by God, and this means the kingdom of God. that all peoples and nations on earth might serve him. His dominion is everlasting. His kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
此诗节说他的权柄、尊荣和国度，那这里国度指到的是神的国，那各国各族的人都侍奉他，他的权柄是永远的，他的国永不败坏。
It is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ after his resurrection from the dead receiving a kingdom from God.
是指到耶稣他再来的时候要成就的事情。
This important prophecy tells us what happens after Jesus was raised from the tomb. He was able to travel to heaven and share the kind of life God has.
这一节的预言就谈到耶稣从坟墓里复活之后发生的事情。他去到了天上，分享成他自己的生命。
But how can any human being go to heaven unless has been granted immortality first?
但是人怎么能够去到天上，去到神那里呢？除非首先被赋予了不死的恩赐。
This is what happened after Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
那这节经文所描述的就是耶稣复活之后所发生的事情。
And having been entrusted with all authority in God's kingdom, he is coming back to bring other people into the same resurrection.
他复活之后就从神那边领受了权柄，那他也要帮助人去经历他所经历这样的复活。
And for this reason, I'm reading to you the book of Daniel, chapter 12 and verse 2.
我继续为大家读大以理书的十二章第二节。
Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2.
大以理书十二章第二节。
Many people of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt.
必有许多睡在尘土中的人醒过来。有的要得永生，有的要受羞辱，永远被憎恶。
When Jesus comes again to earth, by God's authority, he will cause many others, those who are worthy, to be given immortality as well.
当耶稣领受神的权柄再次来到地上的时候呢，他要使那些配得的人可以同样的领受复活。
But others will be raised also to face judgment for the bad things they have done in their lives.
但有一些人要复活，要面对他们所做的恶。
And for this reason, you can understand Resurrection Day is very important for God and very necessary for the world.
所以大家能够看到，复活这件事对世界来说，对神来说都是非常的重要的。
Now, I have shown you enough proof from the Bible that labor and birth is an important symbol of the resurrection.
所以我相信我已经跟大家分享足够的经文去证明分娩还有出生在圣经里面是复活重要的标记。
But now we want to learn an important lesson from labor and birth.
那今天我们要学的就是分娩的启迪。
Once you get pregnant or once your wife has gotten pregnant, learn about pregnancy.
当你的妻子怀孕之后呢，那又要学关于怀孕的事情。
You need a lot of knowledge to get ready.
那需要学习好多不同的知识去预备好。
Not only the woman, the husband also.
不单单是妻子要学习，丈夫也要学习。
Because your wife will need you to support her.
因为丈夫要去支持他的妻子。
So learn.
所以学习。
Stay calm.
那另一件事情就是保持平静。
If you don't stay calm, I've heard a story about a man who supports his wife in the delivery room and fainted on the floor.
那如果你不保持平静的时候呢，我也曾经听过一则新闻，就是这个丈夫在产房的时候因为太紧张就昏过去了。
That husband was doing quite okay for some time.
那这个丈夫本来原先还 OK.
But when he hears the scream, he got a little bit chicken, you know.
但是当他听到他妻子这样的惨叫，他就害怕了。
And that poor man faints at the moment when he sees blood.
这个男士看到有血了，他就昏过去。
So men, stay calm.
所以男士们要保持平静。
Pregnant women, you need to stay calm also.
那孕妇也要保持平静。
Because how long the labor pain will last depends on how calm you are.
那其实分娩的痛楚有多长呢，也在乎你是有多平静。
The more panicky you are, the labor may last longer.
如果你是非常紧张的呢， 那这个分娩的过程可能会拖长。
Surprise, surprise! To get ready, you must stay active. Don't just sit down or lie in your bed all day long.
另外一点令我们惊讶的就是要保持活动，不要总是躺在床上或者不动。
Walk, move about.
要去走动，要活动起来。
If I were you, I would go to the swimming pool.
如果我是你，当然我不是你，那我会选择去游泳池。
In any way, when you are going through labor, keep active.
所以当一个女人在经过这个分娩的过程的时候呢，要保持活跃。
Next, you need to find support. You need midwife.
下一个事情要去寻找支持，需要接生婆
doctors
医生
but above all you need your husband
更重要的也是需要丈夫的支持
and then during the final push when it is very painful think only of the baby
在最后的这个用力的这个阶段呢，要记住单单想你的孩子
in a moment or two I like to apply these things to our situationBut first, I'd like to say a few more words about contractions and labor.
所以在接下来一段时间，我要将以上这些很实际的事情来应用在我们的学习上。但是首先，我想和大家再分享关于阵痛还有分娩。
When war breaks out in the world today, or when you hear about the possibility of a new war breaking out between North Korea and the USA,
当世界上有战乱发生的时候，又或者你听到北韩跟美国要打仗的这个风声
Or you may hear about the US President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital might trigger another war You must understand that wars are but contractions
又或者你听到特朗普承认耶路撒冷是以色列的首都这件事有可能会引发战争大家需要留意战争只是生产前的阵痛
The time of birth has not yet come.
那生产的时候还没有到。
But when you and I see the rise of the Antichrist to power, it means labor has started.
但是当你见到敌基督的兴起的时候呢，这就意味着分娩就已经开始了。
These days we hear of wars and possibility of wars, but we have not seen the emergence of the Antichrist.
今日我们都会听到打仗的风声，但是我们还没有见到敌基督的兴起。
So maybe the world today is going through some early contractions.
所以这个世界目前还在经历很早期的阵痛。
Labor has not started for our world.
对于这个世界来说，分娩还没有开始。
But when the great tribulation foretold by prophets, described by the Lord Jesus Christ, occurs,It means we have arrived at the final 3.5 years.
但是当先知们所预言的，还有耶稣也说的关于这个大逼迫开始的时候呢，就意味着我们就来到了最后的3.5年。
That is, the present age has come to the final 3 years and 6 months.
意思就是现今的时代就会来到最后的3.5年了。
This corresponds to the final push.
那这就和生产最后的一两个小时相呼应了。
When the Antichrist will arise is a crucial marker for us.
所以呢，敌基督的崛起是一个关键的指标。
And that's why we hear the Lord Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24 again, when you see the abomination of desolation.Which was spoken about by Prophet Daniel, standing in the holy place, that's the rise of the Antichrist.
马太福音24:15那里说，当你看见但以理先知所说的那造成荒凉的可憎者站在圣地的时候，那这里是指到敌基督。
That's the start of labor.
就是分娩的开始。
So the countdown has reached the final 3.5 years.
那这个倒数计时就来到最后的3.5年左右。
Since the rise of the Antichrist is crucial, we must understand there are two specific signs prior to his rise to power.
那既然敌基督的崛起是这么重要的一个指标，那我们去看两个敌基督崛起前的征兆。
There will be a war that breaks out over Jerusalem.
第一个征兆就是为了耶路撒冷会引发战争。
And then, perhaps not in this order. And the second sign, the third temple for the Jewish people will be rebuilt.
那第二个预兆，那有可能发生在战争之前或者之后，就是以色列的第三个圣殿将要被重建。
These two signs are specific.
那这两个预兆是特定的预兆。
The order is not very clear.
它的次序并不是非常的明确。
But there is a good chance a war over Jerusalem will happen first, and then the building of the temple. But I cannot be sure.
有可能耶路撒冷的战争先发生，再后才有重建圣殿的事情，但是我也不能够完全的有把握。
Why do we say that these two events will take place first? Based on what reason do I make these statements?
为什么我们说这两件事情要首先发生呢？有什么样的根据？
To have scriptural support is important because the time of the rise of the Antichrist is all crucial.
那有圣经的知识是非常的重要，因为敌基督的崛起是一个关键。
In the following few minutes, I'd like to cite two prophetic books of the Hebrew Bible.
接下来的几分钟，我想和大家分享希伯来圣经中的先知书。
First, we'd like to turn our attention to the prophet Zechariah.
首先，让我们来看撒迦利亚这个先知他所写的。
Starting from chapter 12, verses 1 to 2.
从十二章，我们从一节看到二节。
Again, to save time, I will read only in English.
为了节省时间，我只用英文为大家读。
Thus says Yahweh, who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that causes reeling to all the peoples around.And when the siege is against Jerusalem, it will also be against Judah. More than 2,500 years ago, the prophet Zechariah foretold a future war over arguments of Jerusalem.
撒迦利亚在2500年之前已经预言了因着耶路撒冷而发起战争。
Problems relating to Jerusalem will become the reason why many nations, many peoples will get drunk.They will lose self-control, lose their mind, and become very irrational when they fight one another.
耶路撒冷所产生的这些问题会使到周围的国家好像醉酒一样，变得非常的没有理性去争闹。
So remember, Zechariah 12 and verse 2.
所以大家可以记得撒迦利亚书十二章第二节。
Verse 3, the following verse.
让我们接下去看第三节。
And it will come about in that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it will be severely injured, and all the nations of the earth will be gathered against it, that is Jerusalem.
到那日，当地上列国群起攻打耶路撒冷的时候，我必使耶路撒冷成为一块沉重的石头，举起它的必受重伤。
So a specific war over Jerusalem will break out sometime in the future.
这段经文告诉我们，在不久的将来，征战会在耶路撒冷那边发起。
I'm sorry, I didn't say in the near future. Sometime in the future, but
将来的某一日，在耶路撒冷会发生战争。
Not necessarily in the near future, but then I'm not ruling out the possibility of happening in the near future either.
但是我也不是去说没有可能在靠近的将来就发生了。
Zechariah chapter 14 verses 1 to 3。
在看这件事情之前，我想和大家再看另外一段经文。
Zechariah chapter 14 verses 1 to 3。Behold, a day is coming for Yahweh. Verse 2. For I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle. Verse 3. Then,When these nations attack Jerusalem, Yahweh will go and fight against those nations as when he fights on the day of battle.
撒迦利亚书十四章第二到第三节，因为我亚伟必招聚列国与耶路撒冷作战，那时亚伟要出去与那些国家作战，像以前一样。
Why does the Bible say that the rebuilding of the third temple of the Jews is another sign that the rise of the Antichrist is near?
为什么圣经说再次重建圣殿是敌基督要崛起之前会发生的一个预兆呢？
Now I quickly turn your attention to the words of the prophet Daniel, you will see the prophet describing the Antichrist 2,500 years ago.
接下来我们来看先知但以理的记载，会看到但以理这个先知在大约2500年前形容敌基督。
And you will see that a temple will have been rebuilt.
先知就预言在这个敌基督兴起之后呢，会有一个圣殿已经在那里了。
So I'll say this important statement again.
Okay.
In the following verses, we will see reasons why we can believe that a third temple will be rebuilt.
这一段经文里面我们会看到为什么敌基督兴起的时候圣殿已经在那里了。
Let me read to you in English, Daniel chapter 11, verses 21 to 23.
让我用英文为大家读但以理书11章21到23节。
In his place shall rise a vile person, to whom they, the other leaders of the world, will not give the honor of royalty. But he, the Antichrist, shall come in peacefully,and then will seize the kingdom by intrigue. 23. And after the league is made with him, he shall act deceitfully, for he will rise to power with a very small number of people. Mark verse 23, that somehow the Antichrist will rise to power, and he would enter into a peace treaty with other nations.
23节那里大家请留意，在敌基督崛起之后呢，他就会和不同的国家去结盟，会有一些的协议。
The fact that he enters into a league, an alliance with other nations, implies there may have been war, and there may have been talks of peace, and somehow an alliance, a covenant of peace, is signed.
这里说到结盟，也是意味着有和平的协议。
和平协议。
和平协议。
So let's read on to get the full picture. Now I read to you verse 31 of the same chapter, chapter 11.
但以理书11章31节。
Forces will be mustered by him, the Antichrist. They will desecrate the temple and the fortress. They will abolish the regular offering and set up the abomination of desolation, presumably in the temple.
但以理书十一章三十一节，他的军队必起来亵渎圣殿，就是那堡垒，废除长献祭，又在殿里设立那造成荒凉的可憎之物。
So here is an indication that when that person arrives, the third Jewish temple should have been rebuilt already.
那这里就指明，就是当基督兴起的时候，已经有一个圣殿被重建了。
But when he arises to power, one day he would cause the sacrifices, the daily service of God in the temple, to be abolished.
他最终会使到圣殿里面这些献给神的这些祭物会停止，他会去废除。
Let's go on to read Daniel chapter 9 and verses 27.
接下来我们看但以理书9章27节。
He, the Antichrist, will make a firm covenant with many people for 1 week, but in the middle of that week,He will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering.
一期之内，他必和许多人建立盟约；一期之半，他必使献祭和供物终止。
I must rush on to chapter 12, verses 11 to 12.
但以理书十二章十一到十二节。
From the time the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation is set up, presumably in the temple.There will be 1290 days. Blessed is the person who waits and comes to the 1335 days.
从废除长献祭并设立那造成荒凉的可憎之物的时候起，必有1290日。等到1335日的那人便为有福。
So this is the basis why we believe the third temple of the Jews will be rebuilt.
这就是去支持为什么第三个圣殿将会被建造。
Here we see why the Lord Jesus describes the Antichrist as the abomination of desolation, because the source of that expression comes from the prophet Daniel.
所以我们也会知道为什么耶稣会描述敌基督为这个行毁坏可憎的，因为他是去引用但以理书这里所说的。
And this verse 12 reminds me of the words of Jesus, He who endures, who perseveres to the end, will be saved.
那这一节经文也帮助我们回忆起耶稣所说的那忍耐到底的必然得救。
Last year, the 6th of December, US President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
去年的12月6号呢，特朗普就承认耶路撒冷为以色列的首都。
A few days later, on the 13th of the same month, President of Turkey, Erdogan, assembled 57 Muslim countries for an extraordinary meeting in Istanbul to condemn the move of Donald Trump.
12月13号，土耳其的总统就召聚了57个穆斯林的国家的领袖到伊斯坦堡去开会，对特朗普所承认的这个事情做出抗议。
Those 57 countries include Iran, Indonesia, Malaysia, and many other Muslim countries.
包括了伊朗、印度尼西亚、马来西亚，还有其他不同的穆斯林的国家。
We need to quickly consider one last question before we conclude.
我们再来看一个重要的问题。
What does Trump's recognition of Jerusalem signify in the plan of God?
美国总统特朗普承认耶路撒冷为以色列首都，那在神的计划里面又有什么的含义呢？
Does it mean the Antichrist will come soon?
是否就是意味着敌基督快要来到了呢？
Not so clear.You and I, we need to observe.
并不是那么清晰的，你和我必须去细心观察。
Does it mean that the third temple will be rebuilt very soon?
是否意味着第三个圣殿将要在不久的将来被建造起来？
As of today, not very clear, not very certain. You and I, we need to observe.
现在去看呢，就不是太清楚，不是太肯定。你和我必须去细心观察。
What is certain is this?This move by President Trump has escalated tension in the region.
但是肯定的一点是，特朗普总统所做的这件事情呢，就使到当地关系越来越紧张。
There is a possibility of a war over Jerusalem breaking out in the future.
就使到围绕着耶路撒冷发生的战争越来越有可能了。
If this should happen, up to today, we do not know when that war may break out.
现在来看，我们并不能够准确地说这场战争会什么时候发生。
If that war breaks out, there is a good possibility Israel will gain victory by God's power.
如果这场战争发生的时候呢，那有可能以色列会得胜。
If there should be war over Jerusalem and Israel has victory, there is a good possibility, or a good opportunity rather, for Israel to rebuild the third temple.
如果这场战争发生而以色列打赢了呢，那有可能他们会建造这个圣殿。
I emphasize the word possibility. I am not sure.
那我要强调的是有可能，因为我也不确定。
So President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem is an early contraction.
所以特朗普总统去承认耶路撒冷这件事情呢，是一个早期的一个阵痛。
Early contraction, I repeat.
那我重复一次，是早期的阵痛。
But it is a contraction, in my opinion.
但是，在我来说，的确是一个早期的阵痛。
And if sometime in the future a war breaks out over Jerusalem, it would be another contraction, a more powerful one.
那如果在未来，因着耶路撒冷有战争的话呢，这又是另外一个阵痛了，是更强的一个阵痛。
If Israel put to effect their plan to rebuild the third temple, that would be a big contraction.
那如果以色列将他们重建圣殿的计划去执行，那这又会是一个非常重要的一个阵痛。
The day when the Antichrist rises to power, it would mean the start of labor. You're down to the last few hours before birth.
那敌基督崛起的这件事情呢，发生的时候呢，就是分娩的开始，那在临出生只有几个小时了。
The crucial question is, how close are we from the expected day of birth?
现在关键的问题就是，我们离孩子出生究竟有多远呢？
No, the date of birth is not yet, not so fast.
出生的日子还没有那么快来到。
The rise of the Antichrist has not taken place.
原因就是敌基督还没有崛起。
What is important for you and me is to watch and look out for the following signs.
对于你和我重要的事情呢，就是要去观察，去留意这些的征兆。
a future war over Jerusalem.
在未来，在耶路撒冷发生的战争。
We do not know when that will happen.
我们并不知道具体什么时候会发生。
I do not agree with prophets on the internet. That war is coming very soon. I rather believe, I'm not sure. It could be sooner, it could be later.
那我就不同意在互联网上有一些先知他们所说这场在耶路撒冷战争会很快的来到。我就宁可说我并不确定，有可能是靠近我们的，也有可能是更加在之后一段时间。
Another sign to look out for is the rebuilding of the third Jewish temple.
那另外一个要去留意的预兆就是第三圣殿的重建。
I must leave to my next talk or future talks to describe to you the fact that Israel as a nation is ready to build the third temple anytime.
我要留到下一次才和大家分享以色列已经做好一切预备去重建圣殿了。
So it's time to conclude. Before we close, we must learn important lessons before we go home today.
那是我们结束的时间。那我们结束之前要看一看重要的一些点。
It is very important for the Church of God to prepare for the day of resurrection. And that means to study end time prophecies diligently.
对于神的教会来说，为了复活的日子去做好预备是非常重要的。教会要去学习关于末世的预言。
Only with biblical knowledge and prayer can the Church of God stay calm.
只有借着明白神的话语还有祷告，教会才可以保持平静。
Only when the church can stay calm will we be in a position to preach the gospel to the ends of the world.
只有当教会保持平静的时候，才有力量将福音传给这个世人。
Only when you know the plans of your heavenly Father will you be zealous to help others around you to repent and enter the kingdom before it's too late.
当你清楚明白天父的计划的时候，你才有这样的热心去帮助其他人去悔改，能够进入神的国。
But above all, the most important thing is to learn to fix our entire hope on that day of the resurrection.
但是最重要的事情就是要将我盼望定睛在复活的日子。
Because there will come a time when the world is so chaotic and life is so stressful that the key to survival is to look up on that hope of future resurrection.
因为时候要到，就是这个世界会变得非常乱，要生存。我们就必须将我们的盼望定睛在这个复活的日子。
Talking about studying the prophecies, I have something more to say.
关于学习末世的预言，那我想和大家多一点分享。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 12 and verse 4, I read this.
在但以书的十二章第四节这里说。
But you, Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book until the time of the end. Many people will run back and forth.And knowledge will increase.
但以书十二章第四节，但以理啊，你要隐藏这些话，把这书密封，直到末期，必有许多人来往奔跑，知识增多。
The second part of verse 4 has mystified many readers of the Bible.
这一段经文的第二部分，使到很多人不太确定是什么。
What could it mean? Many people will run back and forth, and knowledge will increase.
那这里说许多人来往奔跑，知识增多是什么意思呢？
But 2 years ago, I shared with you one observation, one insight. You might still remember what I said 2 years ago.
但是大约两年前，我和大家分享一个观察，或者你还记得两年前我和大家所分享的。
Today, people can travel back and forth, not by plane or by train or by car, but by surfing the internet.By surfing the internet, by using your mobile phone, you can gain, you can increase a lot of knowledge.
现今的年代呢，人可以来往走动，并不是靠着飞机啊，还是车啊，而是借着去浏览互联网，借着在互联网上或者用你的手机啊，就可以学习到很多不同的知识。
But from the internet, you get a lot of false teachings and false prophecies.
但是同样从这个互联网也会有不同错误的教导。
But for the Church of God, we must also use the internet to propagate true teachings.
但是对于神的教会来说，我们也必须用互联网去传播对的教导。
Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3.
在但以书十二章第三节这里说。
Those who have insight will shine brightly, like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many people to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever.
但以书十二章第三节，有智慧的人必发光，好像天上的光体。那些使许多人归义的必发光，如同星星，直到永永远远。
So the church must help others to repent and enter the kingdom. But in order to help others to repent effectively, you need insight.
所以神的教会要去帮助不同的人去悔改，去预备好进入神的国。但是要帮助别人悔改，我们必须有亮光，有知识。
You need to be wise and not be foolish.
我们必须有智慧，而不是愚蠢。
Let me read to you Prophet Daniel chapter 11 and verse 33.
但以书的十一章三十三节。
Those who have insight among the people will give understanding to many people around. Yet they will fall by the sword and by flame, or by captivity or by plunder for certain days.
民中有智慧的人必使许多人明白，但他们必多日倒在刀剑之下，或被火烧，或被掳去，或被抢掠。
I must conclude.
我要在这里结束了。
I remind you that the Lord Jesus has said that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end, the day of the resurrection, will come.
我想提醒大家，这天国的福音要传遍天下，向万民做见证，然后结局就是复活的那个日子才来到。
These are the lessons we can learn from the picture of labor and birth.
那这些就是我们从关于阵痛分娩的这些的图画，还有出生的图画可以学习的。
So the most important thing to learn is to sing the baby, and that the baby means the day of the resurrection.
最重要的事情就是将盼望专注在这个孩子上，孩子就是直到复活的那个日子。